10 January. Dear Editor, please consider the enclosed poems for publication. They are from my manuscript, X Equals Pawn Capture, a poetic exploration of my grandfather's way of avoiding my grandmother's outlook on life. My workshop teacher said, good advice for a young writer is write what you know. But which is best to write about, since I know them both? 1. The tiny, burbling sound tightening in my throat when I suppress the struggle to move my mouth away from the boy who is kissing me. Or 2. What appears over his shoulder when I unclench my eyes then. The flashes and flecks in the face of St. Teresa against a backdrop of pretty lace, and St. Dorothea wearing her headdress of roses and pears, nodding and calm, their arms practically porcelain, and their stubborn halos like platters as they appear on the holy cards, because they existed before artists understood how to render perspective. What I read in the handbooks is I should concentrate on the real, and I know that a student will ask if my poem diverges into a song about the basket of apples and roses from her bridegroom's garden laid at the feet of her tormentors, why I don't write about what is real. But the visions I see in my shivering clenches, when I would rather not do what the boy says I should, seem as vivid as his chin jutting into my shoulder as he tries the zipper on my skirt. All that mortal wriggling pales next to the vision of St. Marie Guillard, when she saw all her faults and human frailties in a sea of terrific blood. What if what I see is as real? This I would have to say to the class. What if? Nobody likes what if. Thank you for your consideration and for reading. I have enclosed a self-addressed stamped envelope and look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, Amy Newman.